We are joined right now by a running back for the Utes, second team all-conference last season, coming off a huge day against Oregon State. Check out these numbers. 5 carries, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns. For the season, 68 carries, 514 yards, and 6 TDs. For his career, 3,165 career rushing yards. Utah, 5-1 on the season, and number 13 in the AP poll, running back Zach Moss is my guest. Good to have you, Zach. How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing great. Listen, before we talk about that game against Arizona State, let me get you to take me back to Saturday night in Corvallis. In particular, that 91-yard TD run you had, you took the handoff, you made a cut, you hit a guy near the line of scrimmage, you bounced off him, and then you took off. What do you remember about that play, and what's going through your head as you're running away from everybody down the sideline?
Just trying to make a play, honestly. You know, just I was able to break a tackle at the line of scrimmage, like you said, and I saw open grass, and I just tried to make sure that I ended up in the end zone before I got caught. And thankfully, I was able to do that.
You know, it's funny you say it like that, but it was your first game back from injury. So how good did it feel to be back out there and dominate the way you did early and then take the rest of the game off?
It was great. You know, it was just honestly just what I needed, you know, just to get in there and get a splash. And our team did a great job of just catching on fire early, you know, which gave me opportunity to get in and get out. And save up some things for this weekend. And, you know, very important for that to happen.
Zach Moss joining us. You know, you're going to be about the team, and I understand that. But when you look at that performance, it leaves you just 55 rushing yards away from a school record. It's a school record that has stood for more than 30 years. And you've had some really good running backs come through that program since then. What does it mean to you to be in that spot right now?
It's special. You know, I haven't really had a chance to just sit back and think about all the things that play factor in it, you know, and all the guys that come before me and things like that, and how, like you said, how long it stood for. But it is special just to be here in this spot right now. You know, coming into college, once I committed to come to the University of Utah, I remember Googling the records and things like that, and now 4 years later having a chance to rewrite them is just crazy.
Utes running back Zach Moss, my guest. All right, so what about that? You're from South Florida, and somebody on Twitter pointed out after the TD that you're a Dade County legend. There's a lot of parts of the country that claim to have the best high school football, but what's it like playing at Hallandale High School and competing in South Florida?
Oh, it can't be compared. South Florida football is, I believe, some of the best football in the world. Is just different. You know, guys back home, it's football or, you know, other things around you that that can end up having a negative impact on your life, you know. So football is really just, it's just not a game to us, you know what I mean? And it's just really special to be coming from a place like that and, you know, just compete against guys like that every day.
And then you're still a long way from Utah, but you're part of the Hallandale Trio, three guys from the school who are playing at Utah. What was the recruiting process like for you, and what made you feel like Utah was the right place for you?
The recruiting process was solid for me. You know, I had a few schools, and at the end, it really came down to just three, but ultimately just two. I was committed to the University of Miami for a while, and then ended up decommitting from there, and then my focus was on Utah and Tennessee. And I took a visit there, and it was something about Utah that just stuck out to me. You know, I could see myself really just being successful here and just growing as a person, just coming out from South Florida to Utah, just maturing as a man.
Utes running back Zach Moss is my guest. You know, Zach, we're showing some of your highlights on CBS Sports Network, and you obviously play a really physical brand of football. You're running guys over. You're bouncing off guys. Kyle Whittingham said this of you earlier this season, quote, "He is, in my estimation, the best running back in the Pac-12, one of the best in the country. I'll stand by that. He's a tough kid," end quote. I've always enjoyed talking to your coach, Kyle Whittingham, over the years because he comes across as a really straightforward guy, very much to the point, and he's tough. He's really tough. So if he's calling you tough, that's high praise. What's it been like to play for him?
It's been special, you know, to play for a guy like that who's all about his business. It makes you want to go out there and play harder, you know what I mean? Just to hear those words coming from him, it means a lot because he's a legendary coach here in Utah and definitely around the nation. So it's good praise to hear.
All right, so when I mentioned some of your highlights, there are different points in the season I could point to, either you running somebody over or running through somebody or lifting them up with a stiff arm or maybe just running away from them. As a running back, if you have a choice as to how you want to take out a defender, do you want to do it with your power or do you want to take them out with your speed? Which of the two would you choose and why?
Probably power. You know, just it's something about dominating another guy on the other side of the ball from you. You know what I mean? Just instilling that fear within them from the first quarter all the way to the end of the game. And that opens up a lot of things for you to do throughout the course of the game. So I always try and go with power first and then let the rest of my tools play off of that.
Yeah, I'm still amazed that you found yourself the way you have in Utah, coming from South Florida. Damari Simpkins says that snowmobiling actually played a role in the decision. How much snow had you seen in your life before you went to Utah? And what was your first time snowmobiling like?
I had seen zero. You know, coming from South Florida, I mean, when it gets cold in Miami, it's like 50 degrees. So it was crazy when I first came up to Utah and I saw snow. My first winter was one of the worst winters Utah had in a while. So that was, you know, a fun adventure in itself. But the snowmobiling was amazing. I still do it to this day. I've done it. I try to do it at least twice each and every winter. But, yeah, it was definitely something that gravitated you and made you want to stay here and look forward to the winter a little bit more.
Zach Moss joining me for another couple of moments. So there's no doubt I mentioned the trio, the impact all three of you have made at Utah. What's it like for you to connect with Tyler and Damari in high school, and then the three of you come across the country and have the kind of impact you've had? Is it pretty much what you expected it to be, or has it been even better?
I mean, from high school, we thought about it, you know, always thought about being in this position as a team and just kind of bringing our talents here to help this team catapult itself into national rankings and things like that, and hopefully getting the Pac-12 berth, championship berth. It's been, I could say, exactly what we expected, you know what I mean? We believe in our talents, and we believe what we can do, and I think that we've done exactly what we want to do. We still have a lot of things that we want to do here in these last few months. At a time is on the university. So, I mean, it's going to be fun to go try and finish this out.
And then finally, one thing at a time, right? You've got number 17, Arizona State, Saturday. As you look at that, what is the most important thing for you and the offense to do against the Sun Devils?
To be physical. They've out-physicaled us the last 2 years. We just got to come out and be physical, not look at anything that we've done the last 2 weeks, because this game is going to be different. It's been a different type of vibe around the school and in the state so far. So just be physical and make sure we protect the ball, most importantly, and just make sure we score points in the red zone. I think the rest of it will take care of itself.
He was second-team All-Conference last year, now just 55 yards from the all-time rushing record at the school. Number 17, Arizona State, is going into Utah. They're ranked 13th. That's Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Zach Moss, my guest. Zach, I appreciate it so much. Great to have you on the show. Good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Nice job, Zach. Well done. He's a stud.